Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2264, Lawton Investments LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.68 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeastern side of Savannah Road, which is Sussex County Route 443A, approximately 0.77 mile northeast of West Coates Road, which is Route 12. The 911 addresses are 1302 and 1304 Savannah Road in Lewis. And the tax parcel IDs are District 335, Map 18.8.18, Parcels 15.00 and Parcels 16.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, and a copy of a letter that's received from DelDOT as part of the service level evaluation, and I would note that we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Willard, welcome back.
How's everybody tonight? This should be, I have this one and the next, and they're a little different, then should be fairly simple, I hope.
Okay, so do we.
Sure. So that's, you want the quick version, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
here we go. Putting on the
buckle your seatbelts. No. To my right is Dr. Aponte. This, and she's the principal in Lawton Investments. Okay. She's actually been practicing medicine, if you go to her website, and here she is, for 21 years in Lewis. She's a specializes in rheumatology.
So okay. She started in the seventh grade?
She was actually 10 when she started. Can you tell? Now, real quick, this parcel is where she has been practicing for quite some time. It's right by the entrance of Cape. She got a conditional use back there in the mid-2000s to make it a medical office. You've seen a lot of these on Savannah Road. She's been there and had a pretty good practice. Next to it is another parcel, that's 16. They're both before you tonight. 16 got a conditional use in 2007 for a architect's office. Dr. Aponte bought 16, was it last summer or so, two summers ago, and she's gutted it and fixing it up. And her conditional use is for medical offices. His was Mr. Wagner, is a conditional use. It may have gone stale anyway. It was for architectural offices. And Dr. Aponte was thinking, well, what if I don't want to use it as an architectural office? Well, technically, and we had a meeting with Mr. Whitehouse and said, about do we amend it and how do we fix it? Quite frankly, we're just here to change both conditional uses. It's a new application to be general business, general office use. And the definition of general office use is a room or group of rooms used for conducting affairs of a business profession, service industry, or government, and generally furnished with decks, tables, files, and communications. So this is an application just to clean up what she can do there and give her some flexibility. She has no plans to leave her medical office right now. In fact, she might grow it into the other one. So it's just the idea to give her some flexibility if she was wanting to rent the property. And that's what sort of triggered this whole process that started in February when we filed this. You have before you, I have the ordinances that were previously granted if you want to see them. Your reasons for granting them, I think, still exist today, if not more so.
Mr. Willard, if you have, we don't need to give them to us, but can you give me the numbers of those?
Absolutely. They're ordinances and their conditional use, which you prefer. 2001 is conditional use 1549, ordinance 1723, and that was 2004, and that was for the medical office. Okay. Conditional use 1549, ordinance 1723.
Okay.
And 3 years later was the other one, and that was conditional use 1744, ordinance 1996. That's for parcel 16.
Okay.
So the total properties together is 8.7 acres. It's AR. It's both conditional use. As you know, comp plan now is commercial. So we could have gone commercial, but you like to, one of the conditions you usually use on these, and I put on my findings, is keep it as a residential use. She's already started fixing up the other one, but mainly the interior. So you want me to go pretty fast. That's that. You also have before you, what's interesting about this property is, there's a recorded entrance permit already, and it's, I can give you the book and page number if you like, for this entrance, and that was granted in 2007, I think, when Mr. Wagner had done it. It's got a lot of lines on it, but they had to fix up the whole curbing and all like that. And if you do the square footage on both parcels, I think the calculation is 200 square feet per one space. She needs 15. She's already got 12 on her property. And if you look at the survey, as they're doing site plan work, she can get another 10 on the other side. Okay. Or so. So there's plenty of parking. Okay. TIS letter, no TIS. Your memorandum says it's good. You should probably do it. And then I've had proposed findings and conditions. Okay. And then that's all I have. I'll hand them to Mr. Robertson.
Yep. All right.
If you ever use this. I should ask, do you use these or not?
Well, we do, because they're an outline a lot of times of what you said, so it's also just another check and balance to make sure, you know, yeah, what we have is accurate with what you stated, so thanks.
Well, I mean, we give them for the record because we think that's what we've established, so it kind of tightens it up a little bit. Yep. I'll call Dr. Aponte up here and just do another little record thing. Dr. Aponte, can you step forward, please? You've heard my representations to the Planning Commission tonight. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
That's all I have.
Okay. I do have a question for you, totally unrelated. Does your practice include the treating of other autoimmune diseases other than rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes. That's one of the things that sometimes people don't know, that rheumatologists, we treat autoimmune diseases like lupus, scleroderma, and not only rheumatoid arthritis, vasculitis.
Lichen planus?
Yes. But lichen planus sometimes is more treated with a dermatologist.
Yeah.
And then sometimes if they fail, then they might send it to me for, you know, biologics or like sort of.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I have no idea what you just asked.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was like,
communicated.
You see?
So Ashley has to type that for the minutes. I hope she can spell all those medical terms.
I'm used to that. Ashley said, thanks a lot.
I think it contributes to the health and welfare of Sussex County.
I just hope I don't have it. Whatever it is.
It's very treatable, so it's not.
Well, no, really, no, I'll come to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. We have some questions for you, maybe. Let's see.
I just wanted to double to make sure you are planning to put more parking spaces in there. I drove by today, and the place was packed. So.
Yeah. So essentially, that's right. So it's very busy. You know how many people are moving here. Well, we just had that people before us.
Yeah.
So a lot of patients are, you know, in the need, especially the elderly. So my practice have continued to grow. So, you know, I have now a new PA that are hired, and then we need, you know, the parking and also to maybe extend the practice and do maybe other medical related, you know, things that I could offer to the community. So that was my plan.
One of the conditions that we you'll do anyway, but we've also recommended is the final site plan, and there's not much more to do, but it'll clean up the parking on the right hand, that side.
Yeah,
the stripes aren't in there. And there's at least one handicap already in the front, but there'll be probably two more.
Okay. All right, that's all I need.
Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins, any other questions? You okay?
I have none, thank you.
Okay.
None for me, thank you.
Me neither, thank you.
All right, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2264, Loudon Investments, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2264? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2264?
At this time, there is no one on the line who wishes to speak.
All right, sir, we thank you. Anyone on the commission have any other questions?
So you were looking, asking for one unlighted sign for both properties or one for each property?
I think it should be one for
each. Oh, it says for each, well, one unlighted sign on the premises for each building, so I guess you want
two.
Okay, yeah.
And they are separate.
Sorry, as I was reading, I'm like,
Just while they're here, I would just say let's defer this one. I'd request that because I'd like to get a copy of those two prior ordinances.
Sure.
Yeah. Just so you know.
I can give them to you.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. All right then.
We're going to be gone.
Yeah. No further questions. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.